Hey, this is Lacey reporting on Japanese schoolgirl prostitution in Tokyo, Japan, on November 28, 2006. What exactly are the causes of the shocking STDs mulling around the bodies of young teens in Japan? Recently, the young Japanese girls' ideals and morals on sex have drastically changed. Dr. Amai Takashi of the Ichi Clinic, similar to American Planned Parenthood clinics, has been a doctor for many years counseling young schoolgirls in Ichi. Ichi is a center of centers for Tokyo. It attracts many young men to fall into the hands of the devil. Ichi currently has the highest rate of child prostitution. Considering that the legal age of consent in Japan is 13, many parents are worried that their children have fallen under the hands of a domineering pimp.
Quote, I was so scared one day when my daughter came home screaming in pain. It looked as if she had given birth to a large mongoose, though I was shocked to learn that she had had sex. My initial reaction was that she was disgusting and that I should throw her out of my home to teach her a lesson. But the real problem was that I had done this earlier when I found her studying with a group of 10 of her classmates. It was my fault she was penetrated by 5 older men, unquote. The tears of the mother streamed like missiles through the air. The name of the mother has been kept private for the fear of public ridicule. So what kinds of girls are affected the worst? The mother's daughter was only a 6th grader. Most parents can no longer get away with thinking that their own kids are the only ones who are safe. Elementary school kids coming to clinics to be treated for venereal disease are becoming more and more prevalent. That girl was only a 6th grader, so what led her to have sex? A couple martinis later, she told a clinic official that she had needed money so she could be a groupie for her favorite performer, and the only way to get cash was to sell her body to 5 old men. She was just a little normal 6th grader. Pigtails, anime-clad, schoolgirl skirts. What is at the core of this? Media corruption, drugs, parental neglect? The 6th grader continued on to tell us more. Later she told me she had had sex with her principal. A janitor, 2 men off the street, most of the old guys sleeping with her couldn't imagine her having venereal disease. So the idea of wearing a condom is unthinkable for them. Records at the clinic have been trying to get down to the core of the epidemic of sleaze. With the current age of consent at 13, officials are starting to wonder if this is an invitation for child predators to take advantage of young, naive girls. The age of consent in many cultures is thought of as the age when people generally become sexually active. For example, in America, when some young girls turn 18, their new freedom allows them to exhibit themselves on the internet, in pornography, and other things. In Japan, this is treated the same way. That little 6th grader was only 1 year away from the legal consent age. Is 13 really a proper age to consider someone educated enough to make the choice whether or not to have sex? As we can see in many cases, public media has changed girls' opinions. STDs among these girls are obviously rising. Just in the past 4 weeks, a new STD has been showing up all over the region. This STD has a direct correlation to the disgusting Iku-Iku-Byo disorder. This disorder can be directly correlated to the STD without a name roaming about Ichi. Iku-Iku-Byo causes multiple orgasms without any stimulation of any sexual organ. This can become painful and debilitating. Though researchers around Tokyo are looking into this strange STD, many of the cases are reportedly in patients whom have visited young prostitutes. In the case of the 6th grader, no condom was used. If she had the STD, it could have easily been transferred to her sexual partners. Is 13 really a feasible legal age of consent? Well, that's it for Japanese schoolgirl prostitution. I hope this was fun.